everybody, welcome back to Ping. This is episode 66, or as some of our more recent followers have found out, this is episode 5 of Boys Without Voice.
That was 10. Sorry, yeah. Only 5.
Yeah, so there we go.
There we go. 5.
So this is the show on Channel 9 where we talk about the hottest topics and trends in that Microsofties are buzzing about in the blogosphere and all that good stuff. Yep. So here we have Adam Depue, my co-host. This might be his last week here. We'll see what happens.
Actually, you never really know when you come to work every day, do you?
That's right.
Is my badge going to work today?
But we do appreciate all the feedback that you guys have been giving us. We love your comments. In the last episode, 65, there was a commenter that mentioned that IIS Express sounds a lot like an 80s pop.
Kind of, I don't know.
I don't know.
It's a show, I guess. S Express?
Yeah.
I
don't know. I was like a zero at the time.
We did some searching for it, and it came out. There was a guy with a guitar playing.
Yeah.
Playing
for those of you who don't know, that's a keyboard guitar.
Yeah, well, isn't that amazing?
It was pretty sweet. So
I think all music should have a guitar in it.
So thanks for the shout out to that. And with that, I say we get the show started.
Here we go.
All right. You know what I really like, Adam?
Hair gel?
No, actually, I don't use hair gel at all. This is actually a natural product from Kevin Murphy. Cha-ching.
Cha-ching. Product promo, folks.
But yeah, I do like billion-dollar businesses. That's one of my favorite things. Like if I were Oprah, it would also be one of my favorite things, but she's already done that.
Would you have a book club?
Yeah, something like that. But there was an analyst out there that thinks that Microsoft's next billion-dollar business might actually be the Kinect.
And we've talked a lot about Kinect.
Yeah, we have. We asked.
I want to Kinect.
I want to Kinect too.
Yeah.
Or Kinect One as well.
But V1.
We talked about it a few episodes back about the pricing, how there was rumors around the pricing that it might be $150 and what you guys would feel. And it turns out that
$150 is what it's going to be.
$149.99.
Yeah.
With that one extra penny,
we'll round up to $150.
You could buy a Kin off of Amazon.
Oh yeah! Wow.
but with
that's it with a service plan.
That is with a 2-year
with,
two-year
with
service
a 2-year service plan for
from
your
Verizon
Kin.
And available in the
US. It won't work in Europe.
Well, it might, but it just won't be launched over there.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah.
Back to the next billion-dollar business. This analyst thinks that there's about 1 in 7-ish, so about 15% of the current Xbox install base out there is interested in buying Kinect.
They think they think 15% will buy Kinect within the first year of launch.
Right,
right. Which is big.
That turns out to be about $900 million in revenue.
Which is huge. It's not quite a billion.
Not quite.
But it's close.
But they said if the higher of the numbers, so they thought that it might be up to 25% in some portions of the study, then that would mean $1.5 billion.
$1 billion. And the big thing that they talked about was, besides just people buying the kit itself, it's the extra game sales that it spurs
right.
into.
Right, it's the whole ecosystem.
Yeah, which the article said up to $2 billion worth of extra game sales spurred by this.
Right.
Microsoft will get some percentage of that.
Yeah,
but,
he estimated like
still,
50 to 60%.
Yeah, so. Yeah, but that's, I mean, that's huge. Sounds like, I mean, Kinect definitely seems to be lining up to be a hit.
Yep. And so that just goes in with our already 25 million people paying for Xbox Live Gold every year and everyone buying all those little avatar hats that just seem to be...
And hammer pants.
And hammer pants.
Paul's the only one with hammer pants on his avatar.
You can't touch this. Can't touch this. But we are not too legit to quit this segment.
See ya. So, Paul, last week, Washington, D.C., Worldwide Partner Conference.
Boom.
Boom. Do you hear about it?
There have been a lot of things about it. So, but what were the big pieces to WPC?
There was a couple things. So Steve Ballmer was up on stage kind of announcing and reiterating that Microsoft is getting behind, like, say, the tablet movement and the phone stuff. So he said in the next few months, Dell, Samsung, Toshiba, they're all working on new form factor PCs that'll be running Windows 7 kind of competing with other competitors' devices, which may be flat.
Yeah, this is actually an HP EliteBook that I got a few weeks ago, and it's pretty sweet. So it has
a stylus.
It has a stylus, so this is cool. And it comes with a little microfiber string. You can see that barely in there. But what's really cool is, you know, you can flip this thing around, and you can use OneNote to write. On there, very cool, and you can erase.
Ooh,
not that any of you can actually see this, but the really cool thing, is that you can actually touch the screen on this, and it works incredibly well. And you can use gestures to, like, navigate.
And you all know now, though, that it's 82 degrees in Marshall, Michigan.
Yeah, exactly. And apparently on Saturday there's going to be thunderstorms.
But watch out for that, those of you in Marshall.
I never really thought there was much business value out of having a touch screen, but I found myself just constantly touching things on the screen instead of navigating
my mouse.
It's
there and you just start using it, and it actually becomes super helpful.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm very excited to see the additional form factors that'll be coming out from our partners like Dell and Toshiba. Ballmer said over actually the next few months.
Yeah.
So I'm super forward to looking forward to that.
And one of the other things that was announced, Bob Mugley was up on stage announcing the Windows Azure Platform Appliance.
Holy cow.
That's a name.
Is this so an appliance? So is this like a little refrigerator?
That's what I think. I think refrigerator too. I think it's more like a container. We talked about before the Azure, the Microsoft Data Center containers.
Also like one of those huge.
Yeah, one of the big semi-truck things that they pull in. And so the minimum order for... is in the thousands of server ranges, as far as I understand at this point. And price point, I don't know. It's on the website. We'll put up a link Azure
Appliance. So a company would have to buy, 4,000 servers, for example?
Yeah, the details are on the website. It's the best place to look for it. But it's definitely targeted. The first customer trying out is eBay.
Okay.
So it's not like mom and pa home shop wants some Azure stuff. No, it's like eBay's data centers are going to be, or they're going to try out this Azure Appliance.
Wow, that's...
So you pull in a semi, drop this thing off, and then... hook it up.
Yeah, and then they just hook up Ethernet and power and
and a garden hose. Yeah. Probably a garden hose, yeah.
Well, that's really cool. Has any pricing or anything been announced for this? But it's probably going to be pretty huge.
I mean, you can imagine things in the thousands of server ranges are not like $10. Like maybe I'll get $10 item menus at McDonald's or an Azure appliance.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty easy decision. Go with the McDonald's.
Well, that's pretty sweet that now we've been having the Azure public cloud where companies can have off-site Microsoft hosted cloud service. Now they can get a similar experience but in the control of their own data centers.
Yeah. And that's one of the big feedback that we've heard from people is that they want that kind of on-premise. They want a lot of the Azure functionality on-premise. So
that's great.
It's the first step towards that. I'm sure there's more to be announced at some point in the future, but this seems like a great first step.
So do you think if we had a contest to try and give away one of those shipping containers
to one
of our lucky Niners? Oh, yeah? Okay. Well, maybe sometime in 2095 I can put the down payment on one of those.
Yeah.
All right. Next.
Next.
One of the things that I've heard from Steve Ballmer a number of times is his little story of Bing, the little engine that could, or the little search engine.
I love that book.
Yeah, that was great. What I love even more is that Bing has month over month just been gaining tons of search market share compared to where it has been. So back when it was Live Search and being rebranded and relaunched as Bing in June of 2009, it only had 8 percentage points of market share for the search. And now... the latest stats from ComScore is that it's earned 4.7 additional
for a total of 12.7. That's
12.7.
My math skills.
12.7. That was me trying to do a point
seven. That was a seven. That's 0.7. There you go.
Yeah, it's like Windows 7.7.7. I'm sure.
Yeah, nope. Lost you.
Okay, that happens quite a bit.
Well, that's great news for Bing.
No, it is, and the I think it's due to customers really going out there and trying out some of the things that we've invested very deeply in, namely in the search space where we've made a search experience for Airfare and the Faircast acquisition that we had way back in the day.
Yep. I've heard from a lot of my friends they love that part. They go to Bing definitely for travel search stuff.
Yeah, so that way you can just forecast potentially based off all the previous millions of flights that have
been
out there.
When you should buy your plane ticket.
Yeah, and whether you should buy it now or wait a few days or wait more than a week, and it's actually a pretty useful service.
Yeah, definitely.
There's another thing that has come out recently, and that's the music streaming.
Powered by Zune.
So if you want to search for lyrics or... Yeah, this is me searching.
No, I'm perfecting my searching.
Oh, okay. What did you search for right there? Some type of Justin Timberlake song?
Paul's Method of Searching.
Oh, okay. It comes up with zero results.
Yeah, correct.
And recommendation to have a search monkey search for you instead. But yeah, so there are just a lot of great vertical areas out there that Bing's been introducing over the last year. And it seems to really be getting traction. So between the ad campaigns that we've had out there and some innovation here and really getting some good response from the blogosphere, I really hope that that Bing can continue to do this over the coming years.
Yeah, another 4.7 over a year would be great.
Would love that.
Love it. So we kind of mentioned the Worldwide Partner Conference. One of the other things, I mean, one of the topics that was being focused on is Windows Phone 7, right?
Sure.
And in the past, we've talked about Kin. Kin's, as we saw, I mean, they're available on Amazon, 1 cent.
Yep.
We put a link up in case anyone wants to buy one. 2-year plan from Verizon. But one
and
of the great...
And it is Adam's birthday this week, so...
Last week.
So if you want to...
Close enough.
Want to give him a little gift that keeps on giving for 2 years...
It's a Kin.
There you go.
So, but one of the great features about Kin was the online portal you could sign into and kind of and pull up your photos and all that
right.
stuff.
Just that whole experience of being able to have data and pictures born digitally and then stored up in the cloud.
Yep.
Like just having that seamless experience up there. You don't have to connect to Wi-Fi. You don't have to do any of these other things. You can, but it'll actually just go over the air. So that.
Yep. So there was the Windows Phone blog last week announced that. That feature of Kin is coming forward into Windows Phone 7.
Yeah, and I am a huge fan of this right now because I have a Windows Mobile 6 device, and I have the My Phone service, which syncs all my pictures and my text messages and all those things up there, and it works out really well. Unfortunately, I have to like master reset my device occasionally, so it's pretty much needed that I have a service like this.
Yeah,
but with
pretty much don't keep anything crucial.
Right, but with Windows Phone 7, like this, not only will be backup for your crucial data, but it'll be a great way to share these experiences with
Absolutely.
Your family and friends.
So, and one of the cool comments that was off the blog was that they didn't believe that just apps, like apps and games, were the main selling point. It was that it was a seamless experience between all the stuff. So it's focusing on that kind of that end-to-end scenario.
Yep.
Of and how you get your data and how you use it.
I'm going to be really interested to see how the market responds to our deep integration with social networking and with the different presence indicators and all those things with Facebook and Twitter and just built like right
Farmville.
Into your context.
Farmville front page.
I can't wait to have a Windows Phone 7 tile that just has like a cow going like, moo, feed me.
So you know when your cows are hungry.
That's
instantaneously,
right.
wherever you are.
Awesome.
All
right, as many of you Niners know, I come from a background in SQL Server. I had spent a lot of time with the SQL Server MVPs, and I've built a relationship with a number of them. Arnie Rowland recently got re-upped for his annual MVP status, and he's giving back to the community. He was able to get a few copies of the MSDN Universal subscription, and he would like to give those out to unemployed or underemployed developers that would like to help out in their communities.
Sounds like a great deal to me. How do I get one?
Yeah, so you need to be unemployed, which probably won't be that hard.
Yep. So next Monday.
Yeah, precisely. When this thing airs, we will be needing some MSDN Universal subscriptions. But what you need to do is you need to be able to provide services for a nonprofit
503c nonprofit organization.
Yeah, like so that's like a school, a church, or a
charity.
CCRA registered charity.
There you go.
And the project that you would do for them needs to incorporate .NET 4, SQL 2008, Windows Server 2008,
or Windows Phone 7. Any of those. It doesn't have to be all of them.
Right.
Any of them.
And you submit this project to a website that we'll give you a link to. And there will be a committee that goes through and sees.
It seems like there's a bunch of participating MVPs who are going to help judge this stuff and contribute subscriptions maybe to give away.
So we'll give these guys a shout out and let them know that some of our Niners out there might be looking to help out their
and
communities.
If you submit something, let us know through comments.
Yeah, definitely. Shoot us some comments if you have any ideas. Like maybe you're a fully employed developer, but you know some
charity
in your region.
Or you have a great idea. And then someone around you could pick it up and run with it. So
yeah, that would be great.
Definitely.
Let us know.
Share it. Share the wealth.
Next. All right, so that's our show, episode 5 of Boys Without Voice. We always love hearing your feedback. We'd love to hear if you have any ideas for those charities.
Or if there's something you want to hear about so that we can bring it up and talk about it.
What are you guys buzzing about? Send us comments, or if you don't want to post them on the Channel 9 site, you can email us at ping@microsoft.com.
P-I-N-G.
That's right.
Yeah.
So with that, I think we are out.
See you later.
No matter what.